I'm Bill Radke. The latest proposal announced by Seattle Mayor Ed Murray would lift any restrictions on the growth of rideshare companies. In exchange, companies like Lyft and UberX would meet the same safety and insurance requirements as taxi drivers do. But taxi drivers say they still face many barriers to an even playing field, and competition will now become even more intense, as KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
When taxi drivers say they've been a heavily regulated industry, this is what they're talking about. In 2007, Fentahun Amara was cited for a dress code violation because he wore jeans to pick up a customer.
So this was written that day?
Yeah, this is the citation the inspector gave it to me. Out of uniform, wearing a blue jeans.
Amara was a driver for a wheelchair-accessible taxi. At the time, he says he was more focused on his medically fragile client. He paid the ticket, $35. It sounds trivial, but it had big consequences. Amara lost points on his record, and because his score was lower, the other drivers in his group excluded him from a rare chance for a permanent taxi license. Amara's son, Emmanuel, says the episode was hard on their whole family.
And then after 4 years, his license is taken away because of certain regulations that taxi cab drivers have to follow, and not necessarily, you know, everyone else has to follow.
By everyone else, he means the new rideshare companies like Lyft and UberX. Drivers for those companies use their personal cars and are summoned through a smartphone app. These services have been growing fast in Seattle with no regulations. Michael Camburn is a driver with UberX. He says that opportunity came along at a crucial time for him. He estimates he's now making over $20 an hour. For him, Uber started as a part-time job.
And after 2 days, I went full-time because I liked the company so much. And now I'm making a really good living. And it turned out to be a really positive change in my life working for Uber.
Camburn says he's relieved that Seattle's latest proposal does away with any caps on the numbers of rideshare drivers. The Seattle City Council tried to cap the number of drivers at 150 at a time per company. Camburn frequently takes customers from the east side to Seattle, and he didn't want to have to take himself off the system and drive back with an empty car.
I think there's enough business for all of us out there, but I think it's going to up the game for everybody.
Indeed, Uber and flat rate companies have all had recent fare reductions as they compete for customers. Now that caps seem to be off the table in Seattle, Camburn says it will be up to the rideshare companies to regulate the number of drivers so everyone can make a living.
Knowing the management and how they run this business, I'm sure they're keeping a close eye on how many are in certain areas. And whether it does get oversaturated or not. If I couldn't make a living doing this, I wouldn't do it. And I'm a pretty highly rated driver.
On Saturday night at Broadway and Pike Streets on Capitol Hill, the for-hire market in Seattle is on full display. You have taxis and flat rate cabs everywhere, but lots of people will tell you they Ubered to the scene.
I live right on 12th and Howell, and I take Uber every day.
That's Lauren Reed. She moved to Seattle from Austin, Texas. She says taking UberX to work costs just a couple dollars more than taking the bus. Meanwhile, the city of Austin has declared the services illegal and issued tickets. Reed says it's harder to get around when she visits there.
I really appreciate Uber and Lyft. It's helped me out a lot. And I think that cities who are against it really should give it a trial run. Like Austin, Texas is a city that needs something like that.
Surge pricing is in effect on this Saturday night. The rideshare services cost more when there's more demand. That pricing puts some people off, like Reed's friend, Carmen Peel.
Like on New Year's, like at 2 a.m., they raise their rates, so it was like hella expensive to take a cab. And like, I don't have that kind of money to spend like $100 on a cab ride to get home because I live in West Seattle.
Peel's preferred mode of transportation is a flat rate for hire car. She's a hairdresser and she likes to pay cash, something you can't do with a rideshare. Taxi drivers are trying to serve multiple constituencies. They're required to let people pay cash and they can't refuse service to anyone, but they're also developing smartphone apps like Flywheel and My Taxi to better compete with rideshares. After the Blue Jeans incident, Fentahun Amara is back to leasing a yellow cab. He estimates that he's making less than $10 an hour. He doesn't understand why enforcers took action against his jeans and yet have done nothing against thousands of illegal rideshare drivers.
Why is that not fair? Why the city is not fair and treat everybody equal?
Some of those regulations, like dress codes, would be eliminated under the latest proposal, and the supply of taxis will increase 30% with 200 new licenses. The mayor's agreement now goes to the city council, but rideshare companies are also gathering signatures to enact their own regulations with a ballot measure, Initiative 120, if the council doesn't pass the mayor's proposal. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.